The best tools for making maps? Well, we got you covered!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. This is the show that will teach you everything about Minecraft and hopefully make you an expert in no time. I am your host, Chad Johnson. I get tons of email asking me for tools on how to create your very own custom maps. Of course, the answer to this is very simple. Just go into Minecraft and start building. You're done. No, I'm kidding. Minecraft, though, has its limitations and it can take a long time. MCEdit is a tool that would allow you to have like a sketched out view of your world, and then you can make large edits very quickly instead of doing it block by block in game. MCEdit can also allow you to do things that are incredibly difficult or impossible to do in game. So, first, we will cover the UI basics and how to use the program, what all the buttons do sorts of stuff. Next, we will cover tools that you have at your disposal, brushes and other stuff like that. Next, we will look at filters, which are written specifically for MCEdit, which can allow you to do some of the most powerful editing in-game. After that, let's get into making and loading in schematic files, which is a lot like copying and pasting, but just a whole much better. So, let's talk about MCEdit and walk through some of the basics and make sure that you know how to control what this program is all about. But first, of course, you have to download it. So head on over to mcedit.net, and that is where you will find the downloads. What's really cool is that this can be used on PC, Mac, and even Linux, so everyone is able to build. Once you have it downloaded on the PC, it's just an application file, and on the Mac, you drop it into your applications folder. So I have it right here. And this is the screen you are greeted with. On the very beginning, you have a whole bunch of options to either create a world, load a world, open a level, which seems an awful lot like load a world. But if you click load a world, it looks in your saves file. But if you click open a level, you can choose which folder you want to look in. And then also down here, you have your most recent map. So I have opened 3 maps recently, and so I could quickly jump into those maps if I have them. The first time that you open MCEdit, you'll only be greeted with these 3 things. Over on the side, there are a few options like the homepage, about, recent changes in license, and things like that. The keys is kind of useful if for some reason you don't like the first key binding, but that is all pretty self-explanatory. So let's go ahead and load up a world. And I have one that I've been using, MCEdit, so let's go ahead and click load. And this is a normal world that was just generated in the normal game of Minecraft. Now, the first thing that you'll notice is you can definitely use your WASD keys to move around, but you can't really, like, I can't, if I click and drag, which is probably the first thing you'd think to move your camera, you start selecting items, and then you realize that I can't look up. It's very confusing. So the first thing to make navigating easy is if you right-click, all of a sudden your selector, instead of being where your mouse is, it is now sort of hovering in front of you, and it allows you to look around. This makes navigating inside of MCEdit much easier to do. Also, you may be used to Minecraft key bindings, where if you hit the space key, you fly up, and the shift key to fly down. But in MCEdit, it is actually the Q key, which allows you to fly up, and the Z key, which allows you to fly down. Then, let's say you need your mouse pointer back, because of course you are locked in this position, and there's no way to get to any other menus. When you right-click again, You are given your mouse so that you can move around and also click some of the other things on screen. So let's just run through some of the things that are at the top. First is this MC Edit button, which allows you to see a nice sort of map or a menu of all of the things that you can do, like go to world info, undo, select all, deselect, some basic things like that. Also at the top you have your view distance, which will allow you to see more of the environment. By default, MC Edit sort of uses an interesting rendering method. You can see that things next to me are rendered fairly well. Of course, this isn't exactly Minecraft graphics. You're not using Minecraft game engine here. You're using MC Edit's own engine. So you can see there's some weirdness. There's some textures that MC Edit hasn't added. This door looks a little bit funky. If you go inside here, I have a bed that also looks funky. This weird block is actually a chest in game, and also this clear block is a potted plant. So you can tell that there's a little bit of funkiness with how everything is rendered. Also, if you go over, these are lily pads on the ground, but they're taking up a full block. But that's just how MC Edit just does things, and you get used to it really, really quick. The other thing that you can see is this immediate area around me is fairly detailed, but if you start looking far out, you can sort of see these weird green cubes and stuff like that, and even some white stuff over here. But if I fly over to it, it will sort of reload the map. But let's say, you know what, I have a great computer. I really want this area bigger. Up at the top here is where you have view distance, so you can set that to be further out, and you will allow yourself to view more. Now, remember that this increases exponentially here. If you can see the chunks that are loaded, you have 817. But if I go down, it unloads them much faster. The steps between chunk loads is pretty large, substantial, because it's in a circle and you're adding more and more area every single time you add extra chunks to your view distance. So keep that in mind. You have a few simple things like frames per second and how much CPU, or I guess this is chunks per second, and memory used for vertexes. You also have what things you want to show. So let's say you're not worried about entities, which are like players and mobs and things like that. We could turn that off. Tile entities that say, you know what, I'm just not going to work with those. You can turn those on and off. And finally, you have a chunk view, which is different than this normal standard camera view. The chunk view allows you to see a nice overhead version of your map, and of course it loads out a little bit faster because it's not really as detailed as what you see in camera view. Once you click that again, you can get back into your camera view and everything loads in just like that. On the side here, you have a few different options when you are in different tabs at the bottom. So along the bottom, you sort of have what you may know as your hot tray in Minecraft, but they're tools that you use in MC Edit. You have the selecting tool, the brush tool, the clone tool, the fill and replace tool, the filter tool, the import, move player, move spawn, and chunk control. We're going to get into what these tools do later on, but just know that this is where most of your tools are located. Whenever you click one of these tools, you're normally given extra contextual menus that pop up on the side here. And then it's another good thing to note that a lot of things like selecting are different based off of what tool you have selected. So I'm in select mode, and I've just clicked once to put down my first point and clicked a second time to put down my second point. This is not a left-right click, it's just a single click. But now other options have opened up, like the clone tool, the fill and replace tool, which I'm just going to hit OK, the filter tool. But you may be inclined to go, you know, I just want to move my selection here, let me click and drag. Well, you're no longer in the selection tool, so you actually can't do that anymore. So just keep in mind that if you're in a tool, sometimes other features which you may expect are not available to you. You guys have import over here and stuff like that. Where this thing about not being able to move things when you think becomes really apparent is when you are in the chunk control view, which allows you to select chunks. Now, normally, the UI will allow you to do something like select and then move over to another tool and then do something with your selection. But it's a little bit difficult to understand that when you're in the chunk control tool, you might think, well, I'm just going to select some more chunks here and add them to my selection and then run over and do a filter on an entire chunk instead of just a selection. Well, chunk control is a little bit different, and you can only use the contextual menu over here on the side. So now, let's go ahead and cover what some tools do in MC Edit. We'll go from the selector tool all the way over to the chunk control tool and just cover them all. So first with the selecting tool, it's pretty basic. If you click once, you put down a single point, and then if you click a second time, you will set down your next point, and you are given a few options over in the contextual menu on the side. You can deselect, you can select the entire chunk that your selection was in. Let's go ahead and deselect there. You can delete the blocks that are in your selection, you can delete entities, you can analyze, which will let you know what is in your selection. So let's say you're trying to figure out, is there any diamond in this entire chunk? You can easily, quickly find that out. You can cut, copy, paste, and export. We're going to get into export a little bit later when we cover schematics. Oh, and it's good to know, you may start a selection and then like, I want to select something that's off screen that I can't see. Well, you can do the right click, move your camera around while this is still selected, and then click again. The other cool thing is that when you are in this mode, wherever your camera is pointing is where your selection is. Now, let's say you're looking at this and going, well, I really want to select right next to this tree, like this block right here, but I have to get really far away, and that seems really difficult. Well, if you use the scroll on your mouse, you can actually move this point closer and further away from you in space. So that's really, really useful if, let's say, you're just trying to get that one block right there, and there you go. Now you have selected appropriately. Now, of course, when you're in this mode, now this block is kind of floating right in front of your face, especially if you bring it in right here, which can be kind of annoying. So I tend to send it out there, especially it kind of works as almost like a nice little reticle to sort of know where I am pointing. A few more things on selection. Once you have a selection, you can see that there are these blue cubes on one corner and a yellow cube on the other corner that sort of denote where your selections start and end. Well, down here there is a nudge feature. So if you click and hold, you can use your WASD keys to move that around. So let's say I just want a few blocks taller. I can see that the yellow block is at the top. I can click and hold and use the Q key to raise my selection, or the Z key to lower. Or let's say I need it moved over to the left. I can easily do that over to the right. Forward or back. Very, very useful, these nudge features. On top of that, you can click a face and drag it in a direction, which is also incredibly useful. It also has a nice feature where if you get at the edge of a face, like around a block, it will actually select the further away face. So if you really need to, you can select faces which you can't actually get to in game. If you accidentally do what I just did, where you selected something and you don't need it, if you hit the escape key, that gets rid of that selection. Okay, I think I've covered everything in selecting. Let's move on to brush. The brush tool is fairly simple. You can change your brush type or mode with fill, flood fill, replace, which gives you two different blocks, a block that it is looking to replace. So let's go ahead and replace grass here. And let's say okay, with stone. So now, as you can sort of see the outline of the brush, if I do that on that grass right there, it doesn't actually move any type of block. It just replaced the grass blocks with stone blocks, as you would expect. Your brush can be round or square. You could have diamond-shaped brushes and back to round. You can decide if this is hollow so that it's only one block thick. And you can change how far off of the ground it is with your mouse wheel. So let's say you need this to float in the air. I can scroll up and it will raise or lower. Now this works on any face. So if you come over to the side of this tree, it's actually going to place it on the side instead of on top. which can be very, very useful if you're trying to get something floating in air. You also have dimensions here for how thick, wide, and tall the thing is. So let's go ahead and do a much smaller brush here. Let's do a 3x3x3. And now you can see my brush size is much, much smaller. This is also really helpful if you want to do something like create a really tall pillar. You can set this to be something ridiculously tall here. Next, let's move on to the clone tool. Now, the clone tool allows you to take your selection and do things with it. So we can rotate our selection, we can roll, flip, and you can also do things like repeat a selection. Let me go ahead and just copy some of this sand and stone right here by clicking, selecting, hitting copy. Let's go down to clone. Let's go ahead and flip this. I want to roll. Pretty much I want this to stand up. There we go. There we go. Now, there we are. Now it's standing up. And you can see the outline of my stone and sand here. And I chose two different materials so you could see what was going to go on. If I repeat this four times, it should. Oh, and you can also do it based off of which face. So I think I need to, there we go. So now we're doing it on this face here. And I can even choose, like, I want some air blocks in between them there, which can be really, really useful, especially if you're doing something like a redstone line that needs to go up, up, and up. Having something clone multiple times in a single direction is really useful. You can choose to copy air, copy water, and copy which biome it's in, that sort of thing. So that is the clone tool. Next is the fill and replace tool. And what this does is it takes your selection and fills in your selection or replaces some blocks in your selection. And you can see there's tons and tons of blocks here. This is every single block in game. And even some blocks that you wouldn't expect. Like, let's say with the water block, there's water active and then just water. Which means that this is still water, which will not go over the edge of something as long as the block hasn't been updated. This is something that's very difficult to do in the normal game of Minecraft, which is very easy to do in MC Edit. So let's go ahead and say, let's get rid of water. Let's go ahead and choose, you know what, diamonds, because blocks of diamonds are awesome. So let's go ahead and make a new selection here. Let's select this hill. There we go. And it looks like I have not selected the top of this hill here. So let's go ahead and nudge this up. There we go. Now we have that. Fill and replace. We want to do it with diamond. But you know what? If I just, I'll just go ahead and fill diamond, and you can see, bam, we have tons of diamond. But that doesn't really look that great. I'm going to hit Control Z to undo. Command Z on the Mac. And let's go ahead and use fill and replace, because that's really cool. So let's go ahead and replace grass. Okay. Now what's actually happened is right now it's looking for blocks of diamond to replace with grass, which actually I want it to be the other way around. I want to find grass and replace it with blocks of diamond. So I can click the swap button and now it knows that to replace grass with blocks. So let's go ahead and do that. And now I have this really cool hill of diamond blocks. So that is the fill and replace buttons. Another thing is that throughout all of MC Edit, keyboard shortcuts are really useful. So just hitting replace and then enter, and then enter again would do the command. So that's very useful if you're trying to speed edit your stuff. Now filters. I'm going to get into filters in a little bit because this is very, very effective and has a lot more to do with MC Edit than just one, you know, smaller segment. So I'm going to get to filters a little bit later. Now, import. Import I'm also going to get to a little bit later because this deals with schematics, and I'm going to cover schematics a little bit later. So, move player. When you click move player, you have a few options where you can either change your position to see where the player is, go to exactly what the player is looking at. Looks like right now this player is looking at the ground here in front of this house. You can click to move the player, and then you're given sort of like a little player icon that you can move around. Let's click them down right there. Or you can find a place that you like. So let's go fly away up here. And you can align the player to where your camera is currently looking. So now the player is way up here in the sky. But let's not be mean to poor player. Let's actually just keep him right here on the ground. And I will move player and keep him right there. Perfect. That looks really, really useful. And now these are not saved until you hit save. So we could go ahead and hit MC Edit. Save, and then it will do everything that we want it to do. And of course, those that diamond block hill that should be saved. I think it's over there somewhere. Yeah, there it is. So this player will be very, very happy when he gets in game. You can also change the spawn point, which is really useful, especially if you're creating a map where that really, really needs to be something that's always the same. So that's the spawn point. Finally, is chunk control. Like I mentioned earlier, chunk control can be a little bit confusing because you automatically see it and you think, oh, this is selecting chunks. Yeah, this works just like the selecting tool. Well, it actually doesn't. The chunk control will allow you to do these things over on the side. So you can deselect the chunks you have. You can create new chunks where the empty chunks are. You can delete chunks, which will delete them forever. And when you join back into the game, they will not be there. Prune, which allows you to select a whole bunch of chunks and then delete everything except for the chunks that you have just selected. Relight is really useful if you have been doing a whole bunch of edits and your stuff is all screwed up. So let's actually go in here with the brush tool. You can do, let me actually do a road with the brush. Let me choose a much easier brush to work with. Let's do 6, 6, and 6. And let's bring this back down to my thing. And I can erode right here, and it's going to work on that. And so we've created these chunk errors, which you can see sort of in the game. And so if you want to, when you're in chunk selection, you can select those, boop, 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 and then hit relight. And it will calculate that and relight that area, which is really, really useful. By the way, if I didn't cover this, there's a lot of really interesting other brushes other than just fill and replace. I kind of touched on it, but these can be really useful if you want to paint in stuff into MC Edit. Okay, let's go back into chunk control. You can extract, which means you can extract the individual chunk. Repopulate, which happens like if the game mode has changed or the game version has changed and you need to repopulate ores and items and entities and things like that, you can repopulate that. And you can also say don't repopulate so that they will not repopulate the next time that you enter the game. One of the most powerful tools in MC Edit is using filters to get really difficult things done fast. This is where MC Edit comes to life. MC Edit ships with a few basic filters. I'm just going to show some of those guys off. So we have kind of an area here that doesn't have many trees, and I would like to add trees, but instead of making a selection, choosing wood, filling the selection with wood, choosing another selection, filling it with leaves, blah, 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 I don't want to do that. I just want this area to have lots and lots of trees. So let's go ahead and select it, select a big area, and you can see that my bottom area hasn't actually been selected, so let's go ahead and grab that. I actually can't see which one. Blue is at, blue's there. There we go. So let's go down. So now I have this small area selected. Let's go over to filters, and I'm going to use the Forester filter. This will allow you to add trees very, very quickly. So let's move this tree count up to, let's say, 10. Tree height, let's bring it down to something reasonable like 7. Height variation, I don't want it to be 12 because that would mean that that's very, very tall or very short. So let's do that at 3. And we can also choose what type of tree we want by building in these really interesting stuff. And you can see that there's other blocks other than just wood in here. So let's go ahead and make some birch trees. But let's have their leaves be, let's have something fun like diamond ore. and they will plant on grass. So you can tell we're getting a little bit crazy here. And let's go ahead and hit filter. And you can see that it has now created some diamond trees with birch wood and leaves made out of diamond ore. It looks like some of these guys, because my foliage branch density is pretty low, I may have created just some logs here. Now, this is really cool because you can, let's go over to this area, this desert here. So let's make another selection, and this time it will be allowed to be planted on sand. There you go. And let's make this out of obsidian and with the leaves of, let's go with workbenches, tables, just because it's right there and it makes me laugh. Now, what's really cool is you can change the shape. So let's make something interesting, like let's do palm trees. This time, let's raise the tree count. Let's lower the tree height to something like 5 and the height variation to something like 2. And these don't even exist in game, but if you filter them in, there we go. Now we have obsidian palm trees with crazy workbenches as leaves. Really, really useful stuff that you can do with this filter. Next, let's cover topsoil. Topsoil will allow you to make changes to stuff that maybe you've screwed up over time. So as you can see here, I have these diamond blocks and this stone that I did in a previous part of the videos. And so I'll go ahead and select this area. Let's make sure that we are low enough, because I'm not sure if we actually are. Oh, it looks like we are. And now I can add topsoil to this. So in my filter, topsoil, we can do a depth of just 1 and grass and go ahead and filter this out. And now, it doesn't use diamond as a block that it needs to add topsoil to. But you could see that the stone, it went ahead and added a layer of grass, which was really, really useful. And so that way you don't have to go in and replant all of those things. There's some other filters like Change Mob Properties by Seth Bling, which allows you to change mobs, which are represented by little red boxes in game. You can also create spawners, which is also made by Seth Bling, where you select an area with the mob in it, and you will create a spawner with that type of mob in game. There's also Create Shop, which allows you to put a chest in game with the trades that you really want that shop to always have. Run the spawner, you'll get a villager with a store that has exactly those tradable items. There's a lot of also third-party filters that have all sorts of stuff in them. One of my favorites is Create Mortars, which allows you to create a spawner that shoots something in a specific direction. So if you want to have arrows that always fire, like appear out of nowhere, there's tons and tons and tons of stuff to do. One thing that I want to show off with these third-party spawners is one of my favorites. This one is called Structure Spawner, and the first thing that we need to do is add it to our list because we don't have it installed. So here's how you install a filter. If you click the filter, the blue filter thing, it will show you the file which has all your filters. These are all Python scripts. So then you go to the web and download this Python script. I really do suggest checking out Seth Bling's MC Edit filter page. There'll be a few other really awesome resources in our show notes. So once you download one of these Python scripts, you grab it and you throw it into your folder. This is adding it to an area, so you need to actually log in as an admin over here on the Mac side, which is pretty simple. There we go. Now it's copied in. Now select away, select in. When you look in your area, there we are, Structure Spawner version 2. So with this, let me go find a structure that I have made, which I should have created one over here. Here we go. There we are. Here's my structure. And you can see at the moment I've used some sort of exotic blocks that haven't been added into the game quite yet. But let me go ahead and select this, select over here. Let me deselect what I have because it's thinking all sorts of weird stuff. There we go. And let me actually nudge this down one block. Then I'm going to go into filter, structure spawner. Let me change this to, 5 is great. So let's keep that at 5. And I'm just going to hit filter, and it's going to work on it. It's actually created those over here. Yeah, that's a little bit weird. So let me actually refilter this and add it to -5. There we are. Let's go ahead and filter that again. There we go. And I have sort of this extra bit of stuff over here. I'm going to go ahead and save this out. Go ahead and jump into my Minecraft game. So this is the world we just created, and now we have these two structures. What this does is allows us to hit this button, and the structure we made gets destroyed. And there it is. It is all gone. And we can hit this second button back here. So I kind of spawned it in the middle of a pool, and bloop, 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 the structure is back. And this is all because of Seth Bling's MC Edit filter, a really neat filter. Now, of course, just because a filter can be put into MC Edit, it doesn't mean that it's always perfect. We actually had some issues with a few of the blocks, but now it seems to be working just great. So, you want to bring something from one world into another world. Well, you can easily import and export block data with the use of schematics. Basically, a lot of creators and builders will use schematics to put them up and be available for download so that you can add them to your maps. Think of this as sort of like a copy and paste, where you can save the copy and then transfer it to another computer or to another map. Also, other editing tools like World Edit can use schematics, and they're a great way to move structures around worlds instead of having the full world for download. So first, let me go ahead and import in a schematic, and then we'll talk about exporting them later. There's an import tool, so we're going to go ahead and click that. And we have put it into our schematics folder, which is right up here. I have this omgcraft.schematic, and I'm going to go ahead and open this up. Now you can see attached to my cursor is what I'm going to import. I'm going to go ahead and right-click and move around, and I'm going to use the scroll wheel. Now this is actually kind of flipped around, as you can see by the RAF, and this is, of course, in the preview mode that MC Edit is you're used to working with. So you can kind of see that it's not quite correct if I wanted to look at it over here. So I am going to have to flip this. So I actually have to hit mirror, and hopefully this should be correct. Of course, the for me at the moment, the rendering isn't actually showing up. So I'm going to go ahead and click right there. And now it is aligned. Once you click, you actually... Oh, good. So it is going to go ahead and render in a preview here. And so you can see that this looks really great. Let's say that, you know what? I actually want this a few... It's kind of like in the trees here. I want it a few blocks up. I can click and hold the nudge tool and raise it up. So now it is not in the trees anymore. And let's even say, like, I wanted it closer to me. I can go ahead and do that. So that is how I'm going to import a schematic. Once I like the placing where everything is, click the import button, and it will build in those blocks. So now I have this really, really cool OMG Craft logo pasted into my world. Now, how on earth do you get these schematics in the first place? Well, you could either go to a YouTube video or another website that offers schematics and download them. But let's say, you know what, this house right here, this is my favorite house in the world, and I want everyone to be able to copy and paste them into their worlds. So let's go ahead and select the house. Click once, click again. I'm going to go ahead and nudge that yellow square down so that it gets the floor as well. Now, there is an export button down here in the selection tool. By the way, I selected that using the selection tool. Go ahead and hit export. And you can go ahead and save the schematic name. Let's name this the coolest house ever. It's a really long name, but you know what? It's very descriptive, so we're going to keep it. Go ahead and hit save. And now that is in my schematics folder, and I can send that to someone else. And that covers just about everything in MC Edit. There are a few other details, like holding down shift a lot of times adds an extra feature to everything. So if you're in the middle of scrolling to try to make something big, if you hold down shift, it does like a super scroll that goes really fast. Or if you're using the brush tool, if you hold down shift and click once and then drag and click again, it actually makes a line in between your brush, like if you need a perfect line for the brush to paint in. Kind of useful features. And so that wraps it up for our tutorial of MC Edit. If you have some feedback that you would like me to know about, please feel free to email me at mail@omgcraft.com. We're also on Twitter, so make sure you follow the show at omgcraftshow is our username. And be sure to subscribe. So head on over to twit.tv/omgcraft. And you can find all of the past videos and also links to subscribe to audio and video and all of the different types of podcatchers that you could possibly ever want. Thank you so much for watching this long-form tutorial of MC Edit. I will hope to see you on another episode. See you later. Bye.